Hi, my name is Mansi, and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business, and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask, but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the maximum city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter. We just rupees 10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real podcast by kidstoppress.com. When you're personalizing all of your child's belongings, are you creating a safety hazard? Today, we personalize lunch bag, school bag, shoe bag, swim bag, just about everything. Here's the problem with it. Adults who prey on children often use the child's names because they can read it on these personalized bags. And when they call out the child, "Hey Mansi, today I've actually come to pick you up," what they intend to do is gain the child's trust. The child is not able to differentiate the good from the bad, an acquaintance from a genuine person who's actually come to pick them up, because the person has garnered their trust. Now, here's what you can do as a parent. Two ideas. One, have a circle of safety that these are the three or four people who can pick up your child, and discuss this with your child. It could be nani, chachi, dadi, Masi, anybody, or a friend who actually goes to school with your child and your child goes over often with to their house or whatever, and make sure that barring this circle of safety, your child will make a phone call to you in case it is any other friend's mother or father. Make sure that you ask your child, "Please call my mother." They need to ask the person that. The second one, if it's a complete stranger who's managed to garner their trust, what they need to do is make sure that you have a secret code with them. This code is only exclusive to you and your child, and you've never ever shared it with anyone else. The child needs to ask for that code and, of course, apply rule number one, which is make that phone call to you. I'm sure these two tips will go a long way to keep your child safe.
As always, if you love this episode, don't feel shy from sharing your favorite moments and key takeaways from this episode with a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. It's @mansi.zaveri and @kidstoppress.